Hey everyone, it's Sonia here with Fresh Approach Wellness. How are you today? Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are episode 161, and I was sitting here because lately the last couple of episodes I've been alternating where it's been me going over some information, and then so two episodes of individual solo shows for me, and then one episode of bringing a guest. I'm just moving things along differently. You all know I started with 3 years, 2.5 years of solo episodes, and then I did about a 4 month segment of heart to hearts. And heart to hearts are where you can catch the videos, the beautiful guests we bring on site here, and how real and connected these people are. So I did about 16 of those in a row, and then now I'm intermingling them together. A couple solos, one heart to heart. So on today's heart to heart, which means there's a video component, we have Amy with us, and Amy is going to share with us a bit about the wounded healer. And I'm saying that my tongue's twisted today, the wounded healer. And I don't know where this is going to come up in the conversation, but we're
Okay.
going to get there. Okay. We're not starting there. We're going to get there. And I'm so curious, and I know you are too. Okay. Amy, please go ahead, introduce us.
Hello. So obviously my name is Amy, and I am what you call a hypnotist. I do rapid transformational therapy. And what I like to do is serve those who are on a soul's journey to upgrade and remove limiting subconscious programs that are blocking them, that are keeping them from having what they want, so that they can embody phenomenal confidence and really create the life that they were meant to live.
So,
I know it's a mouthful.
no, it's cool. I'm just visualizing
Yeah.
hypnotizing. I know what that is. Is that
Yeah.
how you release the limiting beliefs? Is through hypnotism?
Primarily through, hypnosis, yes. And I do primarily work with a technique, which is rapid transformational therapy, RTT. You may have heard of it. I'm not. Anyway, there's so many amazing modalities out there, but this particular one I was trained in, and it's just really amazing at getting into the root cause of the issue.
Okay, so a couple
Yeah.
layers there. So rapid
Transformational therapy.
perfect. So what makes RTT different?
I think what makes it really different is what we do, how we get into the root cause. And getting into the root cause of the issue is the key, because your subconscious mind is the gatekeeper to all of your programming, right? So when you can get into the root cause, and then you can actually see it, but in that place of hypnosis, which is really just a place of deep relaxation. It's not, you know, it's not like you have to be in this big, huge, deep trance. But when you can understand and see your life or a particular event, or you can understand and see where you've had this particular belief, you know, and probably a negative programming that has really been drastically affecting your life, when you can see it from a new perspective, that's when you can start to change it. And from there, what we get to do is go in and actually not only remove it, but then program it, upgrade it to something much, much more serving, you know, a much better path for you, so that you can actually create what you want.
I love that.
Thank you.
I feel every single thing that you say there because I see, honestly, the visual that came to mind is a tree in Canada near where I live, southwestern Ontario, a tree that gets to enjoy all four seasons of life.
Yeah.
And when you were describing to me everything that you were saying there about a new perspective, to have on those limiting beliefs, those paradigms, but understanding the impact it has had on you so far. And on the flip side, the total flip side, understanding that it is also safe to understand that it all happened for a reason.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got two things that are win-wins. How are you losing in this? How is this not working out one way or another, whether it's spiritual or it's logical? It doesn't matter. It still makes sense. So this is what I loved about what you said. I'm feeling like a tree going through the seasons. And just like now, we're in spring, we're renewing, we are decluttering. We are getting rid of what no longer serves us. We're in that same astrology space right now. For those that don't know, we're actually recording this on March 21st, 2023. So, but it is airing much later than that. So just to give you a reference, when we're saying dates and times, spring in Southwestern Ontario, it's literally the first day of spring and you see people. It's like above negative. So
yeah,
this is renewal. I did a YouTube on this a couple of days ago, and I forget what it was called. I think it was my Motivational Monday for March 20th. And it was literally about renewal and releasing. And we should circle back to that and maybe find a link to it on here, but it was perfect for what we're talking about. So I would love to see you, have you hear you describe what it is like to work with one of your clients. So just pretend I'm a client and walk me through what it would look like, or share with us a perfect scenario for what the client's experience is in working with you and what makes you different and all of it.
Okay. All right. So let us say that, because I find that this is such a common issue, right? And I know that I've certainly, been working through this as well. And that is the belief that people have that they're just not good enough. And it's sneaky because it shows up in a lot of different ways, right? It may be that, you feel like somebody could come because they, for example, they're a coach and they just can't get themselves out there, right? They can't seem to do what they need to do to create their business. So what I do is I work with them. I find out exactly what their issue is. How's it showing up in your life? What does this look like for you? And I get some background information around, their family and stuff like that. But mostly what we do is I get enough information so that I kind of have a picture of them. And then we get into hypnosis. So I'm sorry, I should add that the other thing that I do in the session before we start is I find out exactly what it is that they want, because this is so, so important. This is the big transformation, right? So what we get to do is I get to, find out what it is that you really want, because what you want and what's underneath is not matching.
This is done through hypnosis, or is this in a conversation?
In a conversation.
Okay.
Well, once I get clear, it's like I'm the fairy godmother. I'm like, okay, tell me everything you want. What is it that you really, really want? Spice Girls. So once I'm clear on that, then we go into hypnosis. And once we go into hypnosis, I'm able to ask their subconscious, because the subconscious holds everything. Subconscious knows, it holds all of our patterns. It holds all of our programming. And I want to just add this. The majority of all of our belief systems, how we feel about ourselves, how we see life, how we see relationship, everything was formed mainly between the ages of 0 and let's say 7 years old. So this is your inner child, right? Who's really holding all these beliefs and essentially running your life in a lot of ways. So when we go into hypnosis, I'll take them into, I'll ask the question to their subconscious. And the subconscious is so amazing and so brilliant because it always knows exactly where to go. And it holds all the, it can hold the memories, but I'll tell you something about it is that it really holds the feelings, and the feelings are what get trapped. I know we call it the mind, but it really is all about your emotions and those feelings that you weren't able to express, or your needs weren't met at a certain time. And we go there in the session. So once we go there in the session and I help them see, actually, it's so interesting because really we are the hero of our own story, but you really just have to experience this. when you can see a whole new perspective, it could have been a particular event, or it could have been, you know, something that happened over and over again. Maybe your parents just weren't good at, you know, expressing love to you. I'll just use that as an example. It happens a lot. And they weren't able to support you, okay, because they're wounded as well, right? So they were not able to help you develop the self-esteem you needed. And so we get to go back through and we get to heal that part of you, that little, like the little girl or the little boy, and we get to heal that part, you know? And then from there, once we get through the healing part of it, and there's different techniques that I use for that, that's when we get to move into installing, which is my favorite part, is where we get to go in and install your subconscious with the new programming. And that's just beautiful, because basically I give you in words, I give it to your subconscious exactly what you want. And then from there, the client has an audio that they take with them. And I always recommend they listen to it for minimum of 21 days, because your mind learns by repetition. It's just how it is. It loves repetition. And the more you repeat something to it, the more familiar the new patterning becomes. And then that's when life just gets to be a lot more ease and flow. So I find that people respond in different ways, you know? Some, they walk out instantly and they're like, I got this. Like, I feel an instant shift. And some, it happens incrementally. But it is amazing how it just helps clear out. I think you use the word clutter, which I love. It clears out a lot of that clutter.
Yeah. And two things there about clearing out clutter. We might be speaking about right now about internal clutter. Don't disregard your outside world. Your outside world is a complete reflection of your inner world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if there's clutter in your car, in your room, in your space, imagine what's in your mind, in your body. If it's bothering you externally, this is a signal. This is a message. And it doesn't make you feel good. That's the feeling. That's the emotion that Amy is talking about right now, bringing up through vibrational charts in the hypnosis. Like, that's magic. Okay. So, you were talking, and for some other empaths that are listening to this, did anybody else notice when Amy was talking that you had a physical reaction? You didn't even go through the process with me. My shoulders dropped. I relaxed. I had a sip of tea. I smiled while I was making some notes. That in itself speaks volumes to the delivery style, the belief, the fact that she is a conduit for the information that you need to be hearing right now. Amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's true. We don't necessarily see the resources that we have in front of us.
Mm.
And when we do clear that clutter out, when we do create space, it changes the perspective. And that's exactly what we're doing, is we're changing that storyline.
Changing that storyline and using our mind for what it's meant for. You're the boss of your mind. You get to tell your mind what you want, you know?
Like, honestly, how wicked is that?
It is pretty amazing.
Like I am starting in 4 days from the show. Maybe 5 days from the show, I'm starting a brand new chapter of my life. I'm going back into corporate, small town, an amazing role that I'm looking forward to. I get to connect people with people. I get to get paid to serve. I am helping to fill two voids in people's lives. And yeah. I am passionate about serving, and I've not been able to serve in one way or another in years because of the dynamics that have changed. So part of me wonders what's going to happen to the business that I've been working on and nurturing and growing for 15 years and pivoted and became an author and a podcaster and created courses. And we were talking about my YouTube and my hashtags before, right? And still live this life by committing 40 hours a week to somebody else's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Thought about it. It makes me happy in so many ways. I get to dress up, which I love doing. I love putting together my outfit for the day because the way I dress is the way I feel. Right? So, and I embrace that. I love that. And that's part of that little girl in me that wanted to play dress up.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, I want to wear those dresses every day. So I do. And I found a job that lets me wear what I want. Jeans and leggings and blazers and what? Like in a small town where I was born and raised. What? Where my parents and my grandson live. This is all a blessing. Right? So
yeah.
A blessing can look completely different if you're willing to be open-minded. And going back to your childhood, because most trauma is between when you're 0 to 7, when those limiting beliefs kick in and resonate, and that's your root chakra. You've been hearing me talk about on quite a few episodes now. And that's about stability and security. And these might not even be yours to own. But they're all you know. And this is how they become your limiting beliefs, your paradigms. A lot of entrepreneurs witness this because their families are coming from the generation of baby boomers. Sorry, they are the baby boomers where they grew up in scarcity. They've instilled scarcity through music and dance and song, right? Through joy, but it's negative. Because that's all they knew was scarcity. And then this is a world apart for them. So it's understanding that that little girl is so safe and those big girls are safe and connecting with them again.
It's so true.
It's powerful.
It is powerful. I wanted to say one thing to you, too, that really just stands out is that I just want to say, and you can have it all. You can have it all. You don't have to say either or. You can embrace this idea of absolutely saying yes to it all, you know,
okay.
And if you need to change it, then you can, but you have the ability to have it all.
I have an affirmation that I was using. I'm going to have to see if I can remember it for the show notes. Oh, but I think yes, here it is. It is safe for me to have it all, and I am brave enough to desire more.
Oh, I love that. I love that because you know what? It's so interesting. So, and I know this was me before. I felt like before I got into, you know, I've been into constantly learning new things and in this area, you know, for a very long time. But it took me a while before, and even now I'm still constantly saying, and what else is there? And what else is there, right? Because a lot of people don't know that they can actually have more.
Well, and they don't think of it. And I've actually, I didn't want to hit my dog. Okay, so I don't know if you know about this. I'm going to take a minute here to share something.
All right.
Last year, so this could be part of my problem. I think I got bored because I didn't have a big project to work on this year. So I didn't have the resources to invest in it, right? So I think I got bored over the dry Canadian winter months. So like last year, I created a quarterly planner, a design your life, your way quarterly planner, a getting started guide. I did a book the year before that. I did 4 chapter books the year before that. So maybe I'm just bored. So anyways, in this book, this says my affirmation, right?
Yep.
Time, my affirmation. So what I started off saying is a declaration. And for those that are listening to the audio version, I just showed Amy a visual of my quarterly planner and the page of affirmations that are showing up here. And this one, we'll talk about the book later, but the first thing I started to do is add a declaration before my affirmation. I'm going to read this to you guys. Notice if anything changes. Posture, chakras, energy. Okay, close your eyes. We're going to say it 3 times. Ready? Take a deep breath in.
Okay.
Release. There is nothing wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with me. There is nothing wrong with me. All right. Can open your eyes. It is safe for me to have it all, and I am brave enough to desire more.
Love that.
Yes, that's part of my ritual in the mornings. So it's interesting now, because as this little girl version of me that is doing something different, she's excited about, she knows it's a good thing. She's familiar with it. She knows how it's going to work for the most part, but she's a little nervous, right? Because it's a good opportunity. It's a perfect fit. Is it too good to be true?
That's sorry about that.
That is so. Oh, I don't care about the cat. That's okay. I've had women breastfeeding on here. It's okay.
Okay, good.
but that is a real feeling, because that is the feeling of that little girl that needs to know she's safe, and that this gut feeling that you've been working on for all of these years is guiding you into trust, and everything that you do is leading you to trust, and that change is a good thing, and you know it is. But it's okay to be afraid. But it's that little girl speaking, but we don't slow down enough to recognize it.
You know what's really actually cool about what you're saying too, and I love that you're bringing this up. I'm sure you've talked about it a lot, but it's what happens with a lot of us is we don't even know that we don't have the languaging yet, that it's our inner child. So, you know, I know for myself, for years, I felt held back, and I felt like there was this voice inside of me. She's like, no, you can't do that. You don't, you know, this or that, the other. And until I was able to discover, like, no, this really comes from, you know, things way, way, way in my past. And now that I know that and I'm aware of that, I can have that conversation with that little girl inside, or that teenager, or whatever it is, because we have access to that. And if you don't talk to or acknowledge, that's Riley, if you don't acknowledge that part of you, then you cannot, that part becomes the dominant voice in your life.
Yeah, because it's the only one. Because you're not used to speaking or feeling or trusting or acknowledging the feeling, because we're not taught that. We're just not taught that. And empaths have always been taught to be a little bit woo-woo anyways.
Totally.
Right? Just because we believe
confused.
Them.
Confused. Right. Because as an empath, you're sitting there and you're a little person, and you're like, why, even a baby actually, why am I... what is this feeling? It's not even yours sometimes, you know, and you just have no point of reference for that or what to do with that. And you also don't get the direction not to own it, like it's yours.
And I was talking about this to my stepson today in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I forget what we were saying. And I kind of outright said, well, I own my shadow. I think I said, I suck at singing. And I'm like, well, I own my shadow. And he's like, what? I'm like, well, when you own your darkness, nobody can take it away from you. No, when you own your shadow, nobody can take the darkness away from you. I said, it's just part of who I am. I don't care.
Well, everyone has shadow.
Yeah, everyone has shadows, but the more you accept that they are a part of you, it's the acceptance, because that little girl wants to be just like everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want to start to self-identify as who we uniquely are as individuals until we reach maybe our late 30s, 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we're lucky, we try up until then, but we're mimicking. We're working on the confidence. We're working on the pieces. We're working on the storyline.
We are.
But in our 40s, you know, when that little child looks up at that perfect person that they're admiring, when they want to grow up, they're fairy tale. Because let's be honest, it's still fairy tales for these little kids. Does it look like, feel like, and how can they start to bring those feelings into their life now? And that's why we tell people to go back and tap into your childhood. That's why we bring in pieces like hypnosis, like verbiage that's different, just a different way of getting those thoughts across. Because what else is possible?
Well, and that's the thing, right? And so when you can connect with the little person inside of you, then you actually, at the same time, connect with what makes them happy, and what makes them happy makes you happy, right? And so it's a way of connecting in. A lot of us go through life and we think, you know, well, this is good enough, right? And we sort of forgot all the things that bring us so much joy, you know, and by connecting with that that little person were able to connect with that as well.
And that's huge, because we are rewriting our destiny. And that's what it boils down to. And then you add vision boards to the walls. When my grandson comes and he looks at the vision board that I have, I don't know if I can show you guys. Let's see if I can bring the picture here and show everybody. Okay, we are in my home office. All right, vision board. All right. Okay. Can you guys see it pretty much? I will try to. Okay. So you get some good ideas, and I'll walk you through and tell you what's on here. But there is here. We'll go this way. Oh, I think I lost you. Anyways, a couple of quick. Where is Zoom?
Oh, I can see you. Okay.
So we've got like a woman outside, a woman setting a table for friends, going ice skating in like a wedding dress, beach, bike, daisies, some nice storylines. She's on the water, looking fit and fit and trim. She is dancing in a beautiful pink dress, full of life. But he knows who she is. So there's cowboy boots under that dress. And she's made this lifestyle. Oh my gosh, this is what I'm creating. She's made this complete lifestyle by doing what she loves in her day job, whatever that might be.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome? So when my grandson comes over, goes to the board, and I ask him, where's grandma? And he points to all of the females on their board.
Wow.
Yes.
He's dialed in.
Yep. And then, yep. Every single one of them he'll point to.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is amazing, actually.
He is not even three. So
they're so connected.
He'll be three past this recording, like when this is live. So yes, he's May 5th. He's a COVID baby. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's some challenges. There's some changes there. But the love he's brought to the family is that inner child. So when we don't know if our manifestations are being heard,
mm-hmm.
look around and you see what blessings have been brought into your life. Hudson coming into our life was a huge blessing. It brought that childlike play into the darkest moments of our lives.
That's such a gift.
Right? Such a gift in so many areas. I lost my business. My daughter was living at the Y. Like,
wow.
My dad ended up just having cancer and getting past cancer. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. at 76, these are all miracles.
Yeah.
Right? I lost my business, but he gave me a distraction. He gave me hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And through that, we got a bond. Right? He still gets to hang out with his great grandparents. Kind of cool.
Very cool.
Kind of cool on its own. Like, yeah. Family dinners are a very entertaining shit show. Again, kind of cool. Christmas, I was drunk. Like, kind of cool.
Amazing.
I spent 20 years away and I chose to move back.
Yeah.
And it was the best decision I ever did.
Awesome.
My inner Scott, I trusted. And when we trust to reach out and get the help and talk to people or have that conversation, when we trust enough to understand the messages that surround us that we don't see,
mm-hmm.
the songs on the radio, the people that you might have a 5-minute call with today, of all days, of all people.
Yeah.
Maybe you tripped over this show somehow, or somebody recommended it and like, wow.
Yeah.
Right? This is the message that you needed to hear today. There are moments, messages everywhere. We're just not seeing them. We don't want to. But when we're ready, they're there.
They come. They totally come. And I love that about you, because when you go through that kind of stress, that's a lot of stress that you went through. And yet, you know, like, you've got your mind trained to look for the magic and the miracles, right? And that's just a matter of doing that. That's just a matter of really always connecting with yourself, you know, and reminding yourself, hey, look for the magic and the miracles, right? But a lot of us are wired another way. And so, yeah.
And we all, no, I don't want to completely agree with what you're saying 100%. I believe that we're all on a different spot on the roller coaster ride.
Oh, totally. 100%. Yes.
Right? Like they're going to have, I agree. We're not all the same for sure, because I am completely wired different than a lot of people. I also spent 4 years in physio during that time, barely being able to walk on my ankles.
Oh my
So I
goodness.
mentally, emotionally, physically, friendshiply, that's a word, and cliently and paycheckly went from having all of that to nothing overnight when COVID in my business, my personal training studio, shut down. The people that I was seeing 3 or 4 times a week, gone.
Oh, wow.
The paycheck, gone. Having to sell equipment because I needed to figure out finances in a hurry. Wow.
So how did you get through that? What did you do to get yourself through that?
That was the year I wrote books.
See, amazing though.
I never even connected the dots.
Yeah. So
until
you needed
now.
To do that.
Until
That was
now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say something about what I just said before. Well, just referring back, is that we all have access. We all have the magic and the miracle and miracles inside of us, right? And we all have a way that we can tap into that. And yes, we all do it in a different way, but it is possible. It really is possible for all of us.
Yeah. And it can be anything. It can be anything. It can be somebody suggesting a movie.
Yeah.
And then you agree to watch it and you love it. And then it's like, okay, well, let's watch more movies. Like, it just changes the dynamics of date night. Yeah. Like, so simple, because you're open-minded. So on that note, okay, that was a lot of mindset. That was a lot of information. There's a lot of NLP work done when you work with your inner child.
Yes.
For those that don't know, I am certified NLP life coach as well. You don't see a lot of coaches that have credentials in the three key areas of life. Meals, movement, mindset. And then I'm going to talk about my relationship with money. So I am a certified healthy eating and weight loss coach. I am a certified personal trainer, and I am a certified NLP life coach. I also have 30 years in corporate. There is where the stress comes in, your relationship with money. All of that area affects your meals, your movement, your mindset, and your relationship with money. You add your backstory to that, it's a whole mess. And that in itself, that one piece, is the reason you have the negative mindset, is the reason why you're leaning into nutrition, is the reason you can barely move your body. So let's grow a nice strong foundation, 4 pillars at a time, slight edge, slight movement, because the person you are on the inside is the same person you see on the outside. So let's clear the clutter. Start to build on a nice strong foundation, meals, movement, mindset, your relationship with money. Stay accountable, have it become a routine, and share your wins and your journey, because there will be failures. There will be hiccups. There will be moments where something gets in the way. The weather, your mind, an injury, a cold, a virus, kids, family, work, whatever. There will be moments. That's why you don't leave a community like this. You grow in a community like this. So, tell us, how do you incorporate meals into your life right now? What does that
how
look
do
like
I,
to you?
Okay. Well, I'm really into health and nutrition. So I'm into eating very healthy. I mean, I guess everyone has a different idea of what that is, but I actually, I try to balance. I mean, I eat mostly plant-based, but not 100%. And I try to just make sure that I'm not eating junk. You know, I don't buy it. I don't have it in my house. I stay away from processed food, all those things, you know. It keeps me on, I think it helps keep me, first off, I've noticed that, you know, I love sugar. I have a tendency towards that. So if I were to get a little stressed, that would be sort of that, I could see myself slipping into that. But I have found that it really just drops my energy. You know, it really drops my energy. So it's, I just try not to have it too much.
You hate admitting that. Yeah. I noticed that the other day. I said, I don't think I can eat jelly beans anymore. Mm-hmm. I literally think I have a sugar crash and a migraine the next day and a stomach ache that night. None of those things are worth it, but jelly beans are like my fave and nobody else likes them, so I don't have to share. But now what?
Well, it's like when I get like that, it's a good time for me to check in with myself and be like, okay, what's going on right now that I feel like I really need to eat, you know, all this chocolate, because that would be my go-to or whatever. You know, it's a good time to say, what's going on right now? Like, what am I actually feeling? And then I get to check in with myself. I recently had a client who came to me primarily because she wanted to lose weight. And it was not about that. It was about a lot of guilt. It was all about guilt. We were able to clear the guilt in the session and she's already lost 5 pounds.
I'm not surprised.
It's really, really big, but it does. But of course, again, what you said about when you feel the things and then you know, you're just going to the food because you want to make yourself feel better. It's just how it is, you know, until we can get very aware of that.
Yeah. And that feeling can come in different platforms and different awarenesses once we open our mind to that. Could it mean putting on YouTube and learning how to two-step? You cannot think about anything if you're learning something. Okay. You cannot do boxing if you are like, you have to focus. I know mm-hmm. this to teach these classes, and that was their biggest takeaways, is they have to focus on what they're doing or they get hit. So that you're mentally in the moment. So I love what you said. We could talk about this separately at a different time, but I just loved everything that you said. I'm just trying to be respectful of the time because I can talk all day. So I love how you're saying that you tap into the feelings. You know that when you're about to binge on something or lean into your treats, you know, you're checking with yourself. Is it a habit? Is it a luxury? Is it an emotional need? Am I hungry? Like, what's missing? Am I thirsty? Like, what are the non-negotiables that I missed today?
Mm-hmm.
Did I not have my smoothie? Okay, let's do that first. It's a non-negotiable. Let's do that first. Then we'll see if I'm still hungry. Then we'll wait like half an hour and see. But then the non-negotiable. It's got to go in there before any crap. Or you're dipping. You're feeling crappy and we don't want to be... Has something changed? We don't want to be wasting any more precious time.
It's true.
Things change. I don't know if it's an age, a stage, or what, but maybe this is a post-COVID awakening where we no longer want another blessing, maybe, of COVID, right? We don't want to be wasting precious time that we could be spending living life and with our loved ones. We're seeing this in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're seeing this in friendships and relationships. We're seeing this in whether we choose to get dressed or leave the house or stay home because we want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's changing. There's another book I love. It's called The Celestine Prophecy. And have you read it? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole chapter that's literally talking about what we're going through right now as a world, especially North America. And I don't want to geek out on this, but it goes back to tapping into your intuition. It goes back to knowing how you're feeling. And if certain foods make you feel a certain way, be mindful of that.
Yeah.
Right? And your body's telling you. Your body is a reflection, whether you like it or not. I suggest you like it. Doesn't matter the shape or size. Love yourself the way you are, and your journey will start so much quicker.
So true.
So much quicker. So much quicker, I promise you. And it won't be long before you start to see definition and a bigger smile and whatever it might be. More money in your bank account. Because, yeah, there's clothes at the store and you like them, but nah, you kind of like what you got. You can maybe buy a t-shirt or two on Amazon. Like, you are confident now. That confidence directly moves you out of your root chakra and into your sacral chakra, which is creativity, which is exploring your color, your creative side, your fun, your entertainment, your joy, your inner child who is not scared. Your inner child is not worried about its root chakra. His safety and security is done. He's good. He's going because mom and dad pay for everything, right? So if you want that feeling, how can you build your life to make it feel like everything's already being paid for, taken care of, so you can play, which is your,
so
right?
True.
And that goes back to feeling. Your sacral chakra is all about feeling. All right. So now we've tied nutrition into this, and there's a book I should reference about chakras and nutrition.
Awesome.
Okay. One more thing. Movement. What kind of movement do you do on the regular?
I do like interval workouts and I walk. Those are my two things I do. And I also do a lot of just deep stretching.
Okay.
Yeah, that works for me, opens me up.
Just do you follow your intuition? Do you follow a program?
I follow what I want to do. I always follow what I want to do. So yeah, so I work with different things. I don't have like one program that I do. But I definitely like to feel strong. That makes me feel really, really good. So I do workouts that help me get physically stronger, right? I don't love running, so I don't do it. I do, you know, walking or, you know, whatever. So I kind of have an idea throughout the week what I want to do, but I pick and choose based on the day how I feel. So that's sort of how I work it.
So it's feeling based. And is it like Monday to Friday? Is it 7 days?
Yeah, Monday to Friday.
Yeah. So you're like applying the 80-20 rule to your life.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
In a
Absolutely. I'm not super
fun and
strict.
Intuitive way.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Move your body every day.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm similar. I am right now. I am training for a 5 and a 10. But it's been 4 years that I've been in physio since my ankles. So this is post problem. So this is a mental game. This is knowing I can do more, but needing to be careful and build my lungs up again and build my ankles safely up again. So I put together a program for a 5, which is in April, and a 10, which is in June. And I'm practicing running that. So what's cool is it means my cross training days are around that program. So I have infused Pilates and yoga, and walking are kind of like my easies, right? And spinning. So I like to spin at least twice a week, do a spinning program. And that's my off, like one of my cross training days. And then when I do that, I'll do weights, 5 to 15 minutes of weight training, core training afterwards. Then 1 or 2 days of yoga or Pilates, and then walk whenever with the
That's
dog.
Awesome.
Yeah. But only because I'm trying to train for this right now. It will probably
remain. You are doing a lot.
Well, and yeah, I need to do it where it's going to help me. And then because that's 2 days off a week, right? But both yoga and Pilates are perfect for stretching.
Oh, totally.
So yeah. And I just do them in the basement or outside or upstairs, wherever I'm feeling the vibe that day. So I love how we're both following our heart. Like if I want to run, I run outside. If it's pouring rain, I'm not going. I'll mix
Right.
it a little bit. But we're both doing things we're passionate about, and yet it can look different, can't it?
Totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own way they like to.
Does my dog.
Your dog agrees.
Keeping it real. That's Hannah, guys.
Love
okay.
That.
So she was just a green, right? Somebody asked for confirmation. You got your confirmation right there on our two souls connecting and having this chat with you today.
Yeah.
Okay, so how has your relationship with money changed?
Wow, that has been an interesting journey, let me tell you. I have really linked back money to, for me, when I think it may be this way for others, and I've seen it many times. It's all about worthiness, you know, worthiness and receiving. You know, I had a story for a long time around money where I was not capable of making a lot of money, receiving a lot of money, didn't deserve it, all the things. So I've really had quite a journey around working through that. And I have to say, it's been interesting and it's been fun because it is amazing how the inner work that you do on yourself directly reflects with money. If you're, you know, if you're focused on that, it really, really makes a difference. It has been very surprising and amazing at the same time, but I have, you know, I can see myself, like, I know, like, when I start to get scared around money, you know, I get right in there. I'm like, okay, what's going on? Because it really affects everything. It affects, you know, business. It affects, it just gives me so much stress, you know. It's not something I enjoy when I go in that place.
Who does, so, right?
Nobody does,
but that's all most of us know.
Yeah.
And without being open to explore what that different feeling could feel like, that's going to be your only constant. That's going to be your story, because that's your certainty. But if you're open-minded, then you can be like, huh, well, what are they talking about? Changing your relationship with money. My daughter came in today and dropped me off at Tim Hortons tea. Somehow I attracted this. Somehow this is the universe showing me to accept the gift. This is the universe testing me to see if I am willing to receive. I did not offer her payment. This is a gift. Am I willing to receive the gifts that the universe are giving me right now?
Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Say yes.
And this is it. But I was tested before this when I was at a Reiki appointment, reflexology appointment, and she offered me Reiki on top of that and took my gift card. And so she gave me something that easily could have gone unnoticed. And there was probably somebody before that that let me go at a stoplight or at a crosswalk or something this morning on my run, and I didn't notice. But I now notice this.
Mm-hmm.
And now I notice those. And that gratitude and appreciation helps you look at money from a completely different perspective.
It puts you in that abundant mindset, just like that.
Yes, yes. And even the fact that you have a hydro bill means they believed in you enough to trust you to pay this.
Yeah.
They have faith in you. You are more than a number. They have faith in you. Make it whatever story you need to start to change your belief that you are worthy. Because this is now affecting your root chakra. And this is the hardest to get out of. All right, guys. Do you have anything else to share with us, Amy?
Oh, I'm sure I have a lot more to share, but I just want to say thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been such a pleasure talking to you and getting to know you. So thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have all of Amy's contact information in the show notes, as well as the highlights, what we're talking about today. You know, if you have any questions about connecting with your inner child or your chakras, hypnosis, if you're curious what it could look like for a 1 degree change in your life, call either one of us. Reach out, book a discovery call. We'd be pleased to chat with you and just help you connect a little bit deeper to that version of you that wants you to play, that wants you to come out and play and wear those curly dresses and wear those tiaras. Like, where fun is the basis of your life. And I know right now that's unfathomable for most people, but there are so many ways where it is possible. And it can be as simple as doodling. It can be as simple as tea. It can be color. There's so many ways we can help you if this is what you're looking for. So connect with Amy. I am really cool that she shared the hypnosis with us today. And the feeling of relaxing when you were talking was so cool. I just have to say that was really, really, really neat. Okay. Guys, I'm excited to see what you've got. I'm a tongue twister here. Hang on. I'm having a sip of tea here. I'm excited to share with you what we've got coming up in the next two solo editions. You're going to love it. Okay. We'll talk soon. Have yourself a great week.